Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. Here we are continuing the halachas of Bina, of building on Shabbos, and specifically the halachas of Binyan Bekelim. We started talking last time that there's an Isser Binyan Bekelim when it's Bechoizek, then it's Isser Deraisa. When it's very strong, when it's a strong connection, it's Isser Deraisa. If it's a loose connection and there's a chshash, you might strengthen it, that's an Isser Derabanan. And if the thing is normal to be rough or loose, then it's Mutter. The Chut Shani, that's from Nissen Karelitz, has a chiddush. He says, if you have a broom that fell apart on Shabbos, so he says, the pole of the stick, the pole of the broom, that's muksa. Because the chshash, you might screw it into the brush on the bottom, and that pole right now is useless, and you might screw it in. So therefore, it's usher to move it on Shabbos for no reason, because it's a muksa. He says, Masha Enkein, the brush on the bottom, I can use it to sweep things up, because since it's usable without the stick, therefore, it's not a chash, you're going to screw it in, which is a big chiddush, but I guess the makam tzairich, you can be soimich on that chushani. Now, we started talking last time about glasses. What happens if a lens falls out of the glasses? We talked last time if one of the temples, one of the sticks of the glasses fell off, and there it's a shiloh, if you could attach it with a safety pin. We said if you don't have a screw, so there's no chash, you can screw it in, then you can use a safety pin. What about if the lens pops out of your glasses? So the poskim say it depends what type of glasses it is. If it's a pair of glasses that's tightened with a screw, and the lens popped out because the screw loosened, then it's also to put the lens back on Shabbos. And the reason is because you might come to screw it and tighten it. So therefore, that would be also. And we have the same dinam of muksa. It's only not muksa if the screw is lost, then it wouldn't be muksa. But if it's a pair of glasses, the lens pops in and out without a screw, and the reason why it popped out is because it's loose. So then it would be mutter to put it back in. Because here, there's no chash you're going to fix it because you need a professional to fix it. You need a professional to make that thing around the lens, the frame around the lens, to fix it. That would be a need of mice uman, and you're not a uman. If there's no chash, because the screw won't help it. There is no screw. This usually happens by plastic. A lot of plastic frames are like that, that this doesn't work with a screw. So there we mutter to pop the frame back in. Another example of something that's roughly would be if you have wheels on a carriage, or wheels on a small little dresser, or wheels on a small bed. And those wheels is also to attach it, and even to attach it loosely on Shabbos be also, because you might attach it firmly afterwards. But let's say it's a type of bed that you use without ever tightening those wheels. It always comes on and off, and you never tighten it. The way you use it is roughly. So then it'd be mutter to put it in, because since that's the derech to use it, therefore, it roughly, as no chash, you might screw it in, then we mutter to replace and put that wheel back onto the bed. If it's type of bed that just the weight holds it down and you don't screw it in, that would be mutter. And finally, we'll talk about adding a leaf to a table. Someone has a dining room table and he wants to add the leaf on Shabbos. Is that an isser of Baina of Binyan Bekelim on Shabbos? So the Paiskim say, a lot of Paiskim, I saw this in Archa Shabbos, I saw this in the Kavitz Halachas, I saw this in the Shabbos home. They all say it's mutter to put in and out a leaf, add and subtract a leaf out of a table on Shabbos. And the reason is because there's no chash shema yiska there. It doesn't go in firmly. The way that the table holds it up is because it's tight because of the weight of the table. And there's no chash, you might screw it in. The leaf is made to go in and out, and there's no chash to screw it in. And therefore, it's mutter to add a leaf to a table on Shabbos.